Tom C. McKnight, Jr. I'm dictating the neurological report on Constance, C-O-N-S-T-A-N-C-E, M. Grillo, G-R-I-L-L-O, 930 East Lassen Avenue, Unit 7, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-961-2128, ID is XXX XXX 5117. Date of birth is 4/27/1950. 71-year-old retired married woman. Insurance is Medicare. And National Guardian Life. Pharmacy is Pharmacy is Costco-Chico. It's address 2. Mintra-Saefong, PAC. Below that, Dr. Roy L. Bishop, MD. Below that, Argyle, A-R-G-Y-L-L, Medical Group. 100 Independent Circles, Chico, California, 95973, phone 530-899-0130, fax 530-899-0142. The clinical indication, neurological evaluation with history of persistent chronic spinal pain. Below that, just say remote history of interventional lumbar surgery, L5S1, 25 years ago with improvement. Subparagraph, lifelong history of chronic back pain. New paragraph, more recent history of the development of left followed by right sciatica and right hip pain, improved with interventional pain management. Subparagraph, findings of abnormal lumbar MR imaging studies. New paragraph, some improvement with physical therapy, including pool therapy. Dear Dr. Dear Mintra and Dr. Bishop, thank you for referring Constance Grillo, who was seen today accompanied by her husband, who helped provide additional information. New paragraph here. Reports and notes were highly appreciated. New paragraph, as you may remember, Constance has persistent chronic spinal back pain that despite a number of recent interventions has not completely improved. Subparagraph, her sciatic symptoms did resolve after invasive pain management therapy. Her right hip pain that continued to persist was reduced as well. New paragraph, imaging studies of the lumbar spine for reevaluation were done more recently and show substantial degenerative changes. with a anterior and posterior fusion at L5-S1, comma, severe degenerative disc disease with spondylosis and Mobic 2 deformity, L4-L5, L3-L4, with subparagraph at L3-L4, there's multifactorial moderate central spinal stenosis with severe left lateral recess and foraminal narrowing, and moderately severe changes on the right as well. There's compromise of the transversing left L4 and contact to the transversing right L4 root, with the additional finding of a synovial cyst inferior to the interspace on the left. New paragraph. At L4-L5, there is low-grade central and moderate lateral recess and moderately severe foraminal narrowing with equivocal contact of the transversing L5 roots. In paragraph at L2-L3, there's moderate foraminal narrowing, greater on the right. Contact of the lateral course of the exiting right L2 root. Subparagraph, these findings in the higher lumbar spine may reflect her hip pain symptoms. New paragraph. In consideration of her history and presentation and now complaints of developing early lower extremity weakness noticed on ambulation, we will obtain the PT reports from Butte Premier PT, and she will be scheduled for lower extremity electrodiagnostic studies. Subparagraph, after reviewing the imaging studies of reports, it is quite clear that she has serious spinal stenosis at 2 and possibly 3 levels. New paragraph, she is certainly going to be a surgical candidate, and we will help her arrange a consultation evaluation. New paragraph, I'll send a follow-up report when I complete her electrodiagnostic studies with a summary of her findings and our recommendations, and sign respectfully with my professional signature.